Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Geek Valley Social Club. I am watching The Goldbergs. Now, if you're not familiar with that show, it is a show where it's about a kid. Well, as an adult, he narrates his life growing up in the 80s. And he talks about, like, high school and growing up with his crazy family, his mom, his dad, his, like, older sister and older brother and whatnot. It's a really good show. It's actually pretty good. This specific episode that I was watching, the older brother who's in college went out on a date with one of his teachers. And it just kind of reminded me of my own personal experience. Now, I'm not saying I went out with one of my teachers. Granted, I actually did ask one to prom, but she said no. Anyways, I actually took my photo teachers in high school. I took his daughter to the prom. So I had his class, actually took his class a couple times, and he commuted to the city where my high school was. They commuted, him and his daughter. For whatever reason, his daughter went to high school where he worked, at the high school where he worked at, as opposed to, like, the town they lived in. They, for whatever reason, she wasn't going to school up there, so she commuted with her dad or whatnot. But, and we knew each other. We had a couple classes, me and her. Her name was Katie. And we did have a couple classes together, so we were cool. We were, you know, we were actually friends. But there was no, like, connection there. It wasn't like, you know, I was always, like, into her or anything like that. No, we were just really cool friends. So prom time. It's prom season, and, you know, all around high school, the signs, you know, the whole thing. Like, just like any high school TV show or whatever, where there's a prom, it's like posters and everything. It's blasted all over the place where you know it's prom time. And I had, so my original plan wasn't to take her with me to prom. It was actually to take someone else to prom. But, you know, staying on brand with being, like, a geek and whatnot, like, especially in high school, you know, I was a little timid. I was a little shy. You know, I was just kind of like, you know, definitely not the ladies' man you might see now. That's actually, look at the Instagram photos on the Geek Valley Social Club. I'm definitely not the ladies' man. But anyways, like I said, there was someone I wanted to ask, you know, and what happened was, is typical, like, high school stuff too, which is funny. I heard that the original girl that I wanted to ask, I heard she was dating somebody or had a boyfriend or something or other. So it kind of, like, bummed me out. I was just like, oh man, like, I wanted to take her to prom. And suddenly I hear through, like, fourth hand, third hand information that she might have been dating someone. I'm not sure if it was even, like, for real or not. So I was kind of bummed, and prom was, like, right around the corner. I was like, man, I don't have anyone to ask. Like, it's like that was kind of my only, like, all my eggs were in that basket. Like, that was kind of, like, the only person I wanted to go with, and pretty much around the corner, and people already, like, taken. So I was like, oh man, I don't know what to do. So it was one of my last classes for the day, and I was talking to Katie, and, you know, talking, you know, just hanging out and stuff in one of the classes that it might be PE or whatever. And it turns out she didn't have a date either, but again, it didn't click in my head that, like, you know, oh, I should take her, like, this would be fun. But it wasn't until at the end of the day, like, during the day, I was kind of like, oh man, like, you know, at, you know, a couple more classes before the end of the day, and I was like, I'll ask her. Like, why don't I ask her? She'd be cool to go with. Like, this would be fun. Like, you know, we get along and stuff like that. And she doesn't have a prom date, you know, because we were talking about it earlier, and she said that no one asked her. Granted, she was a year under us. She was 1 year younger than I was. So, but at the end of the day, she would go, when school was out, she would meet up in her father's class, the photo teacher. She would meet in his class and wait for him to clean up and stuff, and then they would, you know, ride home together. So school bell rings, it's the end of the day, and I'm like, I'm already set. Like, I'm gonna ask her to prom. Like, it's gonna be great, because I was gonna go, you know, like I said, I probably would have gone regardless, like, even if I didn't have a date, because, you know, there was a couple people I knew that were actually going to tag or just by themselves. So I was like, all right, you know, worst thing, you know, I just, again, there was no pressure there. That, like, with the original girl I wanted to go with, because I actually liked her, like, I was into her, so of course, like, you know, all the emotions and, like, teen angst and all that, like, it's like, oh my God, like, you know, like, how do I ask her? Like, how do I, you know, I got to sum up the courage to, you know. Well, with Katie, it wasn't like that. It was just a legit friend. It was like, oh, you know, like, we'll have a good time, you know. And something you might want to know about me is I do like to dance. Now, I may not dance well, but one thing I learned a long time ago is when a female asks you to dance, you dance. So or male, it doesn't matter nowadays. It's like, you know, I just like getting on the dance floor, like, you know, moving. Anyway, school bell rings, and I'm like, all right, I got my plan. I'm like, I know where she's going to be. She's going to go to her dad's class. She's going to be waiting for him. So, boom. You know, in high school, people are like saying goodbye. Like, you know, you get off of school at X amount, like X time, and yet you're spending like half an hour saying bye to all your friends and whatnot, figuring out what's everyone going to do after school or whatever. I was just like ignoring everybody. Anybody who wanted to talk to me, I was beelining it from class A, heading straight to class Photoshop. You know, like just the photo, you know, class. I was like, okay, I need to catch her before they leave. Boom, I dart straight over and there she is. Class is getting out. There's some stragglers and I like open the door. Class is already over, but I open the door and I see her and I was like, you know, I wave her to come out. I'm like, hey, you know, come here, I wanna talk to you. So she comes out and she's like, hey, what's up? And I was like, hey, you know, we're talking about prom? She's yeah. And I was like, you wanna go with me? And she's like, what? And I was like, do you want to go to prom with me? She's like, for real? Like, yeah, I would totally go with you. Like, for sure. And I was like, sweet. Bam. Got a prom date. So, cool. End of story? Not end of story, because there's a couple funny things that happened. So, apparently, when, again, high school, so prom. So, when you ask a teacher's daughter to prom, word gets out. So the whole school, it felt like the whole school. This is how I remember it, because again, this is how it felt. It felt like the whole school was talking about my date with the Photoshop teacher's daughter. Like it was big news. Like this was, like people were like, oh man. And again, you know, sometimes proms are synonymous with, you know, teens not just dancing together, if you catch my meaning. So again, remember, this is high school, so people are talking like, oh man, like you're taking her to prom, you know what that means. And I didn't. Apparently everyone knew what that meant except me. Okay, like I said, I was to keep it on brand, I was definitely that geek, that cartoon watching, anime watching, comic book reading geek that I am today, only just as a teenager, as a clueless teenager who really was just getting into a stride when it came to the opposite sex or whatnot, you know. Anyways, again, I was a teenager, okay? Leave me alone. So when someone takes out, you know, and again, as far as I know, that was the only teacher that had a high schooler for, like, one of their child was old enough to be in high school or went to the same high school. So again, it's big news. People are talking, like, no way. I had people asking me, you know, like, just every day, like, yo, like, I heard, dude, are you taking out Mr. Parfan's daughter to the prom? Like, I heard you, you know. I even had a couple of teachers ask me, like, yo, I heard you're taking out so-and-so's daughter to the prom. Like, good for you. Like, wow. And I was just like, so now I'm like, okay, this is a bigger thing than I thought. Like, for me, I was just like, oh, well, I'm just going with a friend. But apparently, I guess it was more than that to people. It was just like, it was news. It was something big. So I started to stress. I was like, what are people saying? And again, what is he hearing? Like as a father, like, all of a sudden, the whole school is talking about me going out with his daughter to prom. Like, what is happening now? Like, this is starting to get a little scary, but... And especially since, like I said, there are even teachers were asking me, like, oh, I heard you're taking out, oh, good for you. Like, you know, that should be fun. So I'm like, okay, this is interesting. Like, everyone's into it. But we were talking about it. Like, you know, we had a couple classes, me and Katie, we had a couple classes together and we were excited and stuff. And like I said, you know, high school rumors started and I'm just like, all right, well, I'm in my English class and it's maybe 2 days before prom, 2 or 3 days before prom, and we're in English class. I'm just going about my day, and all of a sudden, out the big, you know, in my high school, look, there was these huge windows you could totally see outside. Here comes Mr. Farfan. He's walking up the side of the building, and it's all glass, pretty much this huge window, so people see him walking up to the door, and all of a sudden, like, everyone starts looking, and then everyone starts looking at me. Like, it's like, why is he coming to this class? Like, why is he walking up to this class? And I'm like crapping myself. I'm like, whoa, what's going on here? Like, why is he coming? Knocks on the door. You know, we were in the middle of like reading a chapter of some book or something like that. You know, anytime there was a visitor in high school, like when someone came to the door, everybody stopped what they were doing. So English teacher opens the door. He's like, hey, what's up? You know, guy goes, hey, can I borrow one of your students for a second? I'd like to talk to Marty. Whole class. Ooh, I'm dead. Like, I don't know what he's heard. I don't know what's going on. Like, whatever rumors he's heard, it got to him. It's, you know, he's no longer a teacher. He is a father now. This is a dad probably wanting to kill the guy that's going to take his daughter out to the prom. I'm sitting there like, oh man, I'm like crapping my pants. I'm like, why would he come and ask, you know? English teacher turns. He's still standing at the door. Both men are standing at the door now looking at me. He turns and he goes, Marty, you have a visitor. And I was like, scared, crap my pants, like, you know, I was like, oh my god, and then of course, like, you know, the whole class interrupts and like, oh my god, he's dead, you know, and I'm just like, oh my god, like, I don't know what this is about, like, I'm dead, like, I'm never gonna come back to this class again, like, this is it, like, this is how I go out, like, this guy's gonna kill me. I don't know what he's heard, but he's gonna kill me right now. So very, very reluctantly, I walk up and, you know, we walk outside and we go around the building. So I'm pretty sure, again, because it was like a one-way type glass, like you can, like, we can see outside but you can't see inside. So as we're walking by the window going around the building to where there are no windows, I know the whole class was probably like just staring at us, and, you know, I might have heard a couple people say he's dead, like, you know, like. So we go to a somewhat of a secluded area where we're, you know, where we can't really be seen. I mean, it's not like we went somewhere where, like, you know, no one can hear me scream, but the fact that, you know, he wanted to talk to me, he obviously had something on his mind. Again, I'm thinking the worst case scenario. I'm like, oh man, I'm no longer looking at a teacher, now I'm looking at a father. And he goes, hey man, so I heard about you taking my daughter to the prom. And I'm like, oh god, this is it, you know, I'm like, what else did he hear? And he goes, I just want you to know that everyone is excited. Ever since you asked her, you know, her and my wife, they're, you know, they went dress shopping, they're having a good time with it, they're excited and this and that. And I was like, oh, okay. And he's like, you know, he's like, there's a few things I want to talk to you about. And I'm like, oh my god, like, this guy's gonna like totally tell me like, don't touch my daughter. Like, I'm just like, this is it. This is, again, I'm not looking at a teacher anymore, I'm looking at a father. And he's gonna be like, you touch my daughter, you're dead. Like, you know, just, that's the scenario that's playing out in my head. And he goes, I got a couple things I want to run by you. And I'm like, uh-huh. Like, again, super scared teenager. Like, you know, I'm shaking in my boots. He probably, you know, he could probably taste the fear on me, like blood in the water. Like, I'm just like, you know, deer in headlights. Like, oh my god, like, just whatever he tells me. Like, I just, he goes, her curfew is 5 a.m. And I was like, what? Like, in my head, I'm like, wow, like, 5 a.m. And again, he was from Santa Cruz. So, you know, this dude is very, like, very hippie-ish type. Like, he was really cool. He was that cool teacher. I mean, again, he's the photo teacher. He, you know, he teaches kids how to use a camera and develop film and stuff like that. Like, I mean, he was really cool. He was, you know, he wasn't, like, uptight or anything like that. And so he was like, yeah, so her curfew's at 5, you know, just have her home before then. And in my house, like, 5, like, oh my god, like, I don't even think, you know, that's crazy. I was like, oh, okay, you know. And he goes, another thing, he's all, no, I don't want you to tell my wife or my daughter this. And and already I'm like, oh my god, here it comes, like, here comes the, you know, you lay a hand on her, like, I'm gonna lay a hand on you type situation. So he pulls out of his jacket, he pulls an envelope out, and he goes, now I know these things aren't cheap, so I want to give you this. I want to make sure you show my daughter a good time. And he hands me this envelope, and I'm like, what? And I open it, and there's straight up $100 in this envelope. This teacher just gave me $100 to make sure that I show his daughter a good time. I'm tripping. And again, I was working in high school. I had a job as a teenager, so I had money. And I was like, oh, I told him, I was like, oh, Mr. Farfan, like, I can't take this. Like, you know, I have money, I work, like, it's cool. He goes, no. He's all, you asked my daughter to prom, and I want to make sure you guys have a good time, and I know these things aren't cheap, and this and that. He's all, just please, just let me do this, you know, let me make sure you guys have a good time. He goes, but don't tell my wife I gave this to you, don't tell my daughter, just, you know, just between us, like, here you go, like, and I'm like, what is happening right now? Like, this is not, like, I was expecting this man to be like, again, what had happened was not what was what I thought was going to happen. I thought, you know, again, because the whole high school was talking about, like, oh, where are you going out with the teacher's daughter? You're crazy. Like, oh, man. Like, and here he is as a dad, just making sure that his daughter is going to have a good time at prom and this and that. And I was just like, wow, like, this is, it was one of the, like, the surrealest things ever. Cause like I said, building up to the prom, like, once I asked her until prom happened, it just was this roller coaster ride of, like, suddenly it's like, oh, cool, I have a prom date, turned into, like, oh my God, like, the whole school is talking about how I'm taking out dude's daughter and I'm going to, like, I don't know, deflower her and just tell, like, it was just like, again, it's high school, so people talk and rumors get started, and it's you know, and like I said, proms are usually synonymous with, like, you know, sex or, you know, debauchery or just partying and this and that. So this whole, like, it just became this crazy stressful time for me. And then the fact that teacher shows up at another teacher's class to talk to me specifically, and then who knows what everybody was talking, because even after that incident, when I came back to class, everybody was just like, whatever the teacher was teaching that day, it didn't matter. Nobody was thinking about that. Everybody was thinking about what happened when we walked outside that building, and when I came back in, everybody, what was on everyone's mind was what happened. And sure enough, everybody, like, and again, high school, news travels fast. I had all my friends that I didn't have class with come, bro, I heard he came to your class. I heard he pulled you off to the, like, what, you got it? Like, what happened? What happened? And even I wasn't sure exactly what had happened, because what I thought was going to happen was I thought I was going to get the talk. I was going to get the, don't touch my daughter, I touch you, or just be safe. I don't know, use condoms. Like, I had no idea. What had happened was not what I thought was going to happen. And so I spent the rest of the day telling people, like, no, he just said that she had to be home by 5 and this night, which again is crazy, because I mean, like I said, dude's from Santa Cruz, he was a bit of a hippie, so I mean, I thought that was weird that I didn't have to have her home until 5. But so sure enough, like, I you know, to this day, like, I never told her about actually, I didn't tell people about the money. I didn't tell a whole lot of people about the money. Not a lot of people knew about that, because again, in my head I was like, man, could he get in trouble for that? I don't know, like, it was weird. But yeah, like you said, he gave me $100 just for whatever, just to help with the expenses of the prom ticket and tux rental, whatever, whatnot. But I will have a picture of our prom photo up on the Geek Valley Social Club Instagram page, so you can see that. But yeah, it was a surreal experience. It was very high school. It was very reminiscent of, like, how high school should be, you know, like the geeky teen not being able to talk to a girl. And then now, this isn't like a TV show where basically, like, oh, like, me and Katie fell in love and we ended up dating or this. No, we literally were friends. We went as friends. We had an actual blast. We did go to a party afterwards. I did have her home by 5, before 5. Actually, I want to say I had her home by, like, 3 in the morning, because, again, what was I doing till 5 o'clock in the morning? So, but no, we had a blast. We had a good time. Like, we danced all night. We went to a party. It's funny, because a friend of mine drove us to the house party that we went to afterwards. And probably the steamiest moment of the night, I guess, I can say this much, was when we were in the backseat of my friend's car. My buddy and my homegirl, they were in the front seat, and me and Katie were in the back seat, and we wanted to get out of the clothes. We were going to a party, so we're like, well, we don't want to go to a party still in our prom clothes and our prom dress and whatnot. So the only steamy part of the night was we were changing in the backseat of my buddy's car. So at one point, like, I kind of glanced over, and she had completely taken off her dress. Now, she was a bit of a surfer girl and whatever, you know, she had like a surfer girl's physique, you know, I guess, if that makes any sense. And, you know, again, for her, being in her underwear probably was just like being in a bikini. Like, it was nothing to her. So she instantly, like, just pulled off the whole dress and was putting on her clothes. And I happened to, like, glance over, because, you know, I wasn't being a perv, like, oh my God, there's a girl getting naked next to me. No, but like I said, when the dress came off, I kind of glanced over, like, oh, wait, what's going on? And then all of a sudden I was like, whoa. And, like, I totally innocent, young, innocent teen that I was, instantly turned my head, like, oh, whoops. Like, let me finish changing and whatnot. So sorry, guys, that's about as steamy as that night got. So just so you know, spoiler, sorry, I definitely, and it just, again, being a, just an awkward teen, you know, like I said, I wasn't that, like, sex star, you know, teenager. I mean, maybe I was, but just, I'd never acted out, especially on that night, only because, like I said, I might have been too nervous about her dad, like, because, again, it's, you know, it's not like I wouldn't see him again, so, like I said, we did have a blast. We had a great time. We danced and all that. Unfortunately, we didn't keep in touch after high school. I have no idea. Just a follow-up to that story. It's been a while since I don't even know if anyone even has heard from her. For all I know, like, you know, she's not even in, like, you know, the States anymore. Who knows where her life went? I have no idea. Like I said, after high school, we went our separate ways and whatnot and just never looked back. So, but yeah, that is my, I guess, my prom, my taking the teacher's daughter out prom story, I guess. I don't know if you guys have any weird stories like that with teachers, involving teachers or, like, their children, but it was a pretty funny, looking back on it, like, it was pretty funny that I got that whole high school experience as far as, like, you know, all the not so much drama, but, like, you know, like, rumors and, like for a good week, like, I was the man around campus because, like I was the guy crazy enough to take out a teacher's kid. You know, like, are you crazy? Like, you're taking out the teacher's daughter, man. You're the man. Like, all right. Like, dude, you're crazy, man. Like, I can't believe you would do that. Because, again, like I said, everyone thought that, again, if I'm taking her to the prom, you know what that means. Like, we're not just dancing. So I'm sorry for any parents or any kids that are listening to this story and they have to ask their parents, what does he mean? Sorry. Sorry, I'm making you have that weird conversation probably before you wanted to. But nothing happened. So, other than we did have a good time. So, yeah. That is my, I guess that's my prom story. I don't know. Do you guys have a prom story? What did you think of the story? However you're listening to this podcast, leave me a message. Don't forget to check out the Geek Valley Social Club Instagram page. Like I said, I will have a picture of, I'll post the prom photo. It's great. It's awkward. You can definitely see, like, oh yeah, this guy's definitely an awkward teen. And you can look at this guy and be like, oh yeah, yeah, we can believe it. Nothing happened. Oh man. Well, as always, guys, thank you for listening.